The Animal Rescue Corps arrived on the scene in Ashland City about 18 hours after they got the call. They recorded a short video when they arrived. The video shows the scene in the woods. Dogs tied up with heavy chains, dilapidated dog houses and plastic barrels. Some of the dogs jump up, pulling on their chains, while others are hunkered and shivering. One slides around on a patch of ice. There are puppies here, too. These dogs haven't had access to food or water, and it's left some ribs showing. There's still smoldering ashes around from the fire found here the day before. Animal rescue workers come in and hold the dogs, pet them, examine them.
Hi, little one. Are you, you're a little girl.
You got her?
It's a girl.
They load them up in crates and drive them off to safety. Animal Rescue Corps President Scotland Haisley says that the sight was one of the worst he's ever witnessed.
You know, 20% of the dogs are emaciated, many others with old scars and fresh scars on their faces and their front legs. Again, these dogs toting around these heavy chains that were wearing on their necks. I mean, this was grim.
And while it hadn't been confirmed when I spoke to Haisley that this was a dogfighting operation, there was plenty of suspicious evidence, like a treadmill, which dogfighters often use to force dogs to run.
There was even a noose on the scene. Oftentimes, when the dogs are no longer any good to the dogfighters, they destroy them and they do it the cheapest way possible.
Haisley says this operation is the largest suspected dogfighting rescue operation ever in Tennessee. I mean, is this something that you respond to a lot, people who are breeding dogs for dogfighting?
So this is what we do. We shut down large cases of animal cruelty, whether it's puppy mills or hoarding cases or dogfighting. Anytime there's an industry profiting from animal suffering illegally. So the nature of our work is to respond to horrendous suffering, and the suffering is difficult to see. But as you can imagine, there's nothing more rewarding than reaching into a cage or cutting off a chain and looking into that animal's eyes and making them the promise that their suffering has ended forever.
How common is dog fighting?
You know, there are hundreds of organized dog fighters in this country. There are thousands of street dog fighters in this country, and there are tens of thousands of dogs that suffer and die in dog fighting every year. So it's very common, but as I said earlier, it's, you know, most people don't even know it exists because it's hidden in the backwoods of America.
What's the draw for people?
You know, the audience for dogfighting is people of all race and all sex. There's a great deal of money behind it, so people are driven by greed.
Is there anywhere in the country that it's more prevalent? Like, is Tennessee somewhere that it happens more than other places?
We've done seven rescues in the past, large-scale rescues of animal cruelty in the past 2 years in the state of Tennessee. That's more than any other state that we've operated in. In fact, that's twice as much as any other state. So people would suggest that Tennessee has more cruelties than any other community, and that is, or any other state, and that certainly is not the case. Animal cruelty exists everywhere. What I have found is that the state of Tennessee is more proactive in addressing it.
Of the cases that you've seen in Tennessee, are they mostly to do with dogs or what other kinds of animals?
No. In fact, we've had a great deal of variety of cases in Tennessee. We've had a couple of puppy mills in the past few years, a exotic bird mill, a monkey case. Years ago, I did a massive horse rescue in Nashville.
Is there anything that people can look for in their own communities? Like, are there any red flags that someone might see of animal abuse?
Large-scale animal abuse is going to be a little more difficult to identify because, again, I've said that, you know, these criminals are typically hiding these animals in the deep end of the woods, so you often don't know about it. You know, this case was not on anybody's radar. The house was at the end of a road in a very rural community, and then the dogs were 100 yards back into the woods. You couldn't even see them from a helicopter above. However, they're not all that way. So, you know, some clear indicators are a large amount of barking, yelping. If you do see the animals, you want to see if they've got heavy chains around their necks or if they're living in filth or if they're very thin. I mean, these are all areas of concern. you know, and this is any animal. This could be a horse as well. If you're driving down the road and you see an extremely thin horse, that is not normal, and that horse has been neglected. No matter what it is, if you suspect it, even if you're not 100%, if you suspect something, then, you know, ask that you report it. You start with your local animal control. If you don't have a local animal control, you'll go to your sheriff's department or your police department.
Hazley says now that they have the dogs in custody, they'll give them medical treatment and they'll eventually try to find them a home. First, though, the dogs have to go through rehabilitation.
I've now got 60 pit bulls who have been bred, conditioned, and trained to fight.
Hazley added that the Animal Rescue Corps is a nonprofit and is currently trying to raise money to pay for the rescue in Ashland City. This kind of rescue usually costs between $25,000 and $75,000. Hazley says if you want to make a donation, you can do so at animalrescuecorps.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.